Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Devin Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction tribe? As you guys know, this podcast is for you contractors and affiliates to grow your business. And we do that by connecting the right construction technology to the right handshakes. And boy, am I excited today, because we're going to talk about business matchmaking and putting the right leads to the right contractor with really cool tools. And we get to talk with the CEO and founder of a super cool company out of Brooklyn, New York called Sweeten. We get to talk with Jean Brownhill and hear her story that led her to founding Sweeten. She's got an architect background, so you affiliates architects, I think we'll have some cool conversation as we hear her story. So without further ado, let's go and have a fireside chat and get to know Jean Brownhill, the CEO and founder of Sweeten. Lock and load. What's your favorite beverage?
Oh, well, you know, I guess it's iced coffee during the summer and just coffee during the winter.
Coffee, there we go. All right. Well, tell us about the favorite place you've traveled.
You know, I was fortunate. I went on a safari in Tanzania. I went to a friend's wedding, and after the wedding, we all went on a safari. And that was just such a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So beautiful. The landscape, the wildlife, just really, really special.
Awesome. Give us one story from that trip.
Well, there was one moment where there was a pride of lions, and the mom came up onto the hood of the car in front of us. And, you know, I think that for whatever reason, you think that there's a lot of separation between you and the animals while you're in your little Jeep driving around. And the second they jump on the hood of your car, you remember that Mother Nature is going to win.
We just had a podcast with the lion story. Sounds like those are memorable moments for sure. Yeah. So what about your favorite hobby or interest outside the construction silos we're working out to break down? We're going to talk about Sweeten today here on the Art of Construction.
You know, I love reading autobiographies and biographies of different time periods in history or people in history. I think that right now I'm reading a book about the Brooklyn Bridge and the construction of the Brooklyn Bridge. And it's so fascinating to think about, especially as it relates to construction technology. You know, the big innovation for the Brooklyn Bridge was that it used steel. Can you imagine? It was 1860 and nothing in New York City was made of steel yet. So the wires of the Brooklyn Bridge are made of steel. And that was like the big innovation, which is wild.
That is wild. I love reading as well. How about, since you said reading, what's one business book that you'd put out for our podcasters to listen to Audible or read?
You know, there's a great book called Getting More. It is about essentially the art of negotiation, but it's really got some incredibly like useful, tactical strategies for negotiating. So that's a really good one. That is one that I think I have a couple copies of, and I definitely recommend people, and I have used the strategies countless times from that book.
Well, awesome. Well, let's take that and dive in here, and we're going to get to know your story, what led you to start Sweeten, Sweeten, which your tagline is the best general contractors matched to you. And I'm excited to hear that story. But first, I want to go back and say, how did Jean get to this? And what we're going to do is we're going to go through, and what we're going to convey to the audience here is we're going to use tools like Sweeten to help guide your platform to the next level. And we always talk about here that the riches are in the niches, and let's let them help us, right, Art of Construction tribe? So let's talk about getting the right leads to the right contractors. But what led you to start this platform, Jean?
You know, I, as you mentioned, my background is architecture. So I went to architecture school. I have a professional degree in architecture. I worked in architecture for almost a decade. And so I had been on lots of construction sites, both residential and commercial and retail. And I had bought a house in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, and was so excited to renovate it, having, you know, been on many job sites, you know, some successful projects, some challenging projects. And really, now when I look back, I was so naive to think that it was going to be easy for me. All of the challenges that exist for a homeowner while renovating and for a general contractor while renovating at that price point, so small to medium-sized projects, you know, there was just, it was like a classic, not quite nightmare, but close to nightmare experience. And from there, I really, you know, basically was just, I couldn't figure out how I, with all of this industry expertise, were having all these challenges. So finding a good general contractor to work at that price point, working with him successfully, managing the project, all of these things, I just thought, well, I have all this knowledge. I can read floor plans. Like how do like regular people navigate this? And that's really where the impulse to start Sweetin. So Sweetin is like home sweet home. The idea is to get as many people as possible to have a home that, you know, reflects them, their values, their aesthetic, their lifestyle. And in the process, what we realized is that if you want to help homeowners, what you need to do is support general contractors. Small to medium-sized general contractors have a really tough job. And people do not realize what a tough job it is. And so the best way and the only way that we found to be successful is to focus, you know, primarily on the general contractor and making them successful. So that means recruiting the best general contractors and then working with them to help them grow their businesses. I know that that's a big focus of your program, and excited to talk more about the details of how we do that.
Yeah, and I want to make a comment. When we're doing the pre-interview, I really appreciate when we kind of look ourselves in the mirror to say, you don't know what you don't know, and boy, we can be jaded by what we think we know, right? Until the roles are reversed. And that's where I loved when you said, getting the contractors put the right leads for you. And this podcast is for contractors and its affiliates to grow their business. But if we don't put ourselves in our customer's shoes, then how can we intelligently move this along, especially when you start bringing technology into the fold? Because we think we know so much, but a lot of times our customers, this thing called the internet, they can really do a lot of research that you don't even know what they're researching. So we like to talk about crusty contractor. Boy, they just keep getting hammered through this process. So what I want to go on this journey is kind of talk through about how those different technologies and platforms work. But first, you know, how do you help contractors win in the marketplace?
Yeah, so, you know, first off, you're absolutely right. A big part of what we do is just combat this negative narrative about, I think you just called it the crusty general contractor, if I heard you correctly. You know, people, again, have this very, very distorted idea of what the profession of a general contractor is, and then who is doing it. So, you know, this is no surprise to your audience, but, you know, a lot of people think that a general contractor is in the field swinging a hammer, and that, number one, is just not the case, right? So the job of being a general contractor is you know, much more about logistics and management and communication than anything else. Like, that's the whole reason why you need to hire subs to do the labor part of it and marshal the labor and the materials to be at a job site at the right time. Like, that's the job. So one, we do a lot to educate our homeowners about the job of a general contractor, when they need a general contractor, when they need an architect. So that's just really like level setting for homeowners. The next thing we do is that we really do recruit the best general contractors working in all different geographies. So when I say best, I don't mean the most expensive. I mean general contractors that are committed to both customer service and the craft of construction, that they are ambitious so that they want to grow their companies, and that they are willing to, you know, take feedback from us and work transparently with us to help them to grow their business. So that's in Sweetin's world, that's the best. So we recruit, we typically recruit, meaning we go to a geo, we will look at all the licensed general contractors, we will pick, you know, the first 5,500 general contractors that we think will be really successful on our platform. We recruit them, we screen them, we check references, we actually look at their past work. And then once they're onboarded on the platform, we help to identify the specifics of their firm. So what size are you currently at? What is the size the size meaning your organization? So are you, you know, is it just you? Do you have project managers? Do you have a back-end office with support? Like, what size is your organization? And then what project size and project type do you currently excel at? So we get all of that information. Plus, do you offer any additional services? Do you offer design and build? Do you have architects in-house? All of these things are really important for our process to be able to match you to the right projects. So we do a lot of pre-screening and data intake, for lack of a better word, just like getting the specifics about the general contractor. But the trick is that you need to do the exact same thing on the homeowner side. So you need to get really specific about what it is that a homeowner is looking for. So what is their project size? What is the cost per square foot? What is the scope of the work? Is the scope and budget aligned? So we do all the same pre-screening on the homeowner side. And that is how you make, in our case, our marketplace work and our general contractors win, is because we only match them to projects that we know that they have a great chance of winning. We really, because of our business model, so we only get paid when general contractors win projects on our platform. There's no upfront fee, there's no monthly subscription, it is just a success fee.
So I got to stop you right there. You just said the gold, that's the key line, and we have a chance to where we stop and we don't pause sometimes. You have set up a platform that is truly paid when paid. And we understand that, especially in the commercial world, of you do all this hustle work and hopefully there's something left for you at the end. You have taken that model, but I also want to go in after you finish your story and talk through, like, you're like a consultant and a coach to where you're forcing us, where a lot of us are really good at our craft, the art part, you know, and the construction, but we're not good at putting the two together. And that's the key thing to have a successful project that you learn from being on the other side of the fence to say, why is this so hard? Because we don't take enough time doing that. Like, the riches are in the niches, right? So I just want to make sure everybody heard. That was one of my favorite thing and why I was honored to have you be a leader of the Art of Construction tribe, is your model is, we get paid when you get paid. We are a partner with you, right?
Yes, and that one move alone in our business model was such a forcing function for us to make sure that we are not wasting anybody's time, because it doesn't behoove us to send you out on a bunch of leads that you can't win. Like, that is just completely counterintuitive to us. And so, you know, to the point where we're creating a short list for homeowners of 3 general contractors. If a homeowner wants 5, we'll go up to 5, but that is the max. 3 is the ideal. 3 general contractors that are well suited for that project, that absolutely can do that project successfully, because we want one of those 3 GCs to win. We want to win every single project that meets our pre-screening criteria. Because again, because of our business model, the last thing we want to do is waste a general contractor's time, because any time that you are out talking to a homeowner that you can't win that project is time that you're missing on a project that you could win, that we could win together. So it really has led us to a lot of the innovation in our matchmaking algorithm. We have an algorithm, we have human matchmakers. But the important part for your audience to realize, as general contractors, any project that a general contractor sees on our platform has gone through 2 levels of pre-screening to make sure that the scope and the budget are aligned and to make sure that it matches to that firm. Because again, time is money. We don't want to waste anybody's.
So that makes me think of Mr. Albert Einstein when he says insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. And so the whole idea is to actually try to do that, is to say, do the screening, get the right contractor to the jobs where they excel at, and you actually work with them to say, here's how you can be more profitable, which we're going to be more profitable, and put that stuff together, if I'm understanding this right. The definition of insanity is to keep doing the same crap and not figuring out and expecting something different. Like, these are the tools, Art of Construction Tribe, you need to check out, because you built a whole platform to sweeten the deal, right?
That's right. That's right.
So if Art of Construction Tribe, you know, one of my big passions is connecting the right technologies to the right handshakes. And that's where I was really big on bringing Sweeten in when I heard about their platform. Can you kind of peel back the onion on some of the new technology integrations you're using that may be beneficial around or just in general with the Sweeten platform?
Yeah. So, you know, we talked a little bit about kind of the pre-construction and all that we do to try to optimize and build efficiencies in the pre-construction phase. So during construction, so once a general contractor is awarded a project on our platform, we actually provide a couple of tools. I'll talk about some additional COVID-related tools that we're implementing, but I'll tell you first about our during construction payment tool. So we realized that setting clear milestones and having payments associated with those milestones was something that we heard over and over again that was challenging for homeowners to understand. So we created a very simple, lightweight payment solution that allows our general contractors, you know, very similar to what happens in commercial construction, you know, they can just submit a request for payment, get paid, pretty straightforward. but we've integrated a very seamless third-party technology that allows us to do that right on our platform. The other technology that we recently implemented, which, you know, we're really excited about and our general contractors are definitely seeing the benefits of, is actually a technology similar to the one that we're using for this call. So we have implemented a video conferencing technology straight into our platform that allows homeowners and general contractors to make video calls so that they can do virtual site visits and field reporting straight from our platform. So instead of driving 30 minutes to go to the job site, reviewing the job site in person for an hour and then driving all the way back, our general contractors are able to just jump straight onto a video call, have the homeowner walk through this job site, or vice versa. We've had scenarios where homeowners have had a lockbox on the property and the GC goes to the property and then turns on their video conferencing and walks through the property with the homeowner at a different location and them in the space. So that type of tech has certainly existed for a long time, but I think that COVID has really been a forcing function for us to adopt those technologies that existed. So we're really excited to have it right integrated into our platform. We want to make as simple and as integrated solutions as possible for our GCs, because again, we don't want them to be like fumbling around being like, oh, are we going to meet on Zoom or on Google or on Apple? Are we going to be FaceTime or whatever? Like, just no, like everything, like as many of the friction points that we can eliminate as possible so that they can, you know, do the parts of their job that they're intended to do, which is the actual construction.
So I like to say we're either a grown or dying Art of Construction Tribe. And I want you to stop and ask your question, ask yourself, what is the most important thing to grow your business? And my answer to that would be leads. If you don't have leads in general, you're not moving forward. You have to have a pipeline to build your business. But if you don't have the right leads, I like to call that the pipe dream. Circling to where you're not actually putting the right person in the right seat. And so that is what we're trying to figure out here. And then I love when they talk about the technology integrations, because I get it. I talk to contractors every day. You don't have time to to integrate these tools. You got 10 leads you're just trying to circle back with. But are they 10 leads that are all crap? Because that doesn't help you. Yeah. So you have to get the right leads, and then you work with Jean and her team to be those coaches and let them be the experts in those things. I love your comment of trying to figure out Zoom or iTunes or this or that. And that's now that it's everybody switched to where they know they need to do it, but now it's a whole nother mass confusion, right? So I love simplify and multiply is what we're all trying to portray to you. What would you say to that, Jean?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't agree more. I think that one, to grow a general contracting business, you absolutely need leads. But we've had firms join our platform and they tell us what their bid to win ratio is. And like some people, even though they're great general contractors from a construction standpoint, you know, they're out there bidding like 10 jobs, 20 jobs, just to win one job. That is such a waste of time, resources, energy. Like that's no bueno. We got to fix that. So being able to give people, one, getting them in front of the right projects, getting them to be realistic about the projects that they really win, and then giving them the tools, a very, very clear roadmap of how you can get to the next level. So every general contractor on our platform gets an account manager. They have a minimum of quarterly business reviews with that account manager where they go over their stats. They have very detailed information about how they are doing on our platform overall. So that's not just response times. You know, I know a lot of platforms look at response times. We can actually tell you homeowners that are saying yes or no to your profile, right? Give you like very detailed feedback about the what homeowners are saying about your profile, your site visit, your sales process, your estimates, your price relative to your competitors. Like, we just have so much rich information that we want to share with our general contractors to make them stronger and to help them to truly grow their business. And we've had GCs. We have an award ceremony every year called the Sweeties, which we love to do, where we really highlight general contractors who've grown their business the most with our platform. And we've had a firm in 3 years' time go from booking $300,000 of business total for the year. That's not even with Sweet, and that was just what he came to the platform booking for the year before. And in 3 years, he grew it. He did $5 million just with Sweet. So if you are ambitious and willing to take feedback and willing to, I think what you said, Devin, is so true, willing to know that like you don't, maybe you don't know everything, and we definitely can help if you are open to learning about how you can be better.
Yeah. And I raise my hand and say, I own a window and door company in Colorado. And I say, there's no such thing as a bad lead, but we have to pause and say, that's just the 30,000 foot view. We have to now use technology to automate and systemize to put the right leads to the right people. And that's, we're all trying to figure that out. There's no algorithms in Google and automation that will just do all that for you. You still have to have the human touch in between there. And that's where I love about how you say you get a dedicated account manager that learns the intricacies of your business to put that stuff in the middle and put that human touch, but then systemize that through technology integrations. Is that kind of what the story is when the guy you talk about, 300,000 to be a Sweetie Award?
Yeah, for sure. Nick. Hi, Nick, if you're listening. So our average project is $100,000. So a homeowner spends on average $100,000 with a Sweet and general contractor. At that price point, you can't just have technology. Like you have to have the human touch, as you're saying. You have to have, you know, a salesperson from my team or account manager, you know, reaching out to the homeowner, reaching out to the general contractor, getting a little bit more nuanced feedback and really helping to guide the conversation in a way that, you know, just an algorithm or just a platform can't do that. It can be supported by a platform, and we certainly have fantastic platform tools, but you do need to have a human touch in there.
So this is for a global and audience all over the globe, but help the audience understand where are you founded. If I'm a contractor and affiliate listening that wants to learn more about how it works, what's your geographic, what's your plan? How does Sweeten work if I'm a contractor interested?
Yeah, so please come to Sweeten and apply. You can, as a general contractor, you can go straight, it's in the footer, it says become a Sweeten general contractor, click that link, and actually maybe we can add a link right to that page in your show notes so people can find it on your page.
Yep.
And right now we are in New York City, the tri-state area, so the five boroughs, and then Fairfield County, Connecticut, Westchester County, New York, Bergen County, New Jersey, and actually most of New Jersey at this point. We're in Philadelphia, Chicago, LA, Atlanta, Miami. We just opened Nashville, Tennessee, and we've got plans to open about four more cities in the U.S. Over the course of the rest of this year. So if you're a general contractor, if you're a great general contractor, ambitious general contractor looking to grow your business, please come to Sweeten, apply. Even if we're not in your town right now, we'd love to hear from you because, you know, we're not there yet, but we definitely have plans to be in all of the US and maybe even the world at some point.
Awesome. Well, we'll make sure to put information on the show notes for sweeten.com on all that. So to close it up, we ask the same questions that we're going to put you on the pedestal and close this out to say, Gene, what is your crystal ball for connecting technology to handshakes in the future of construction?
So what I love about specifically the construction industry, and you know this, Devin, more than anyone, you know, we've been very late to adopt technology, but I feel like the way in which we are adopting it is truly to solve problems, right? Like, we didn't get obsessed with the technology and just try to fit it into a problem. We really have looked for ways in which we can use the tech to solve real world problems. That is super exciting to me. I think that we're going to continue to do that. I think that mobile technology is going to be huge for the next decade as we look to really integrate the best technology solutions that are out there for the problems that we have in construction.
Totally agree. And so what is that one thing you want to leave contractors and affiliates thinking about to go out and crush it and grow their business?
Well, after they apply to be a Sweeten general contractor, the next best thing that they can do, it is really true. You have to figure out how to match your business to the right projects. Like, that is like the most critical thing that you can do to make your business more efficient. If you are spending a ton of time on pre-construction work that you are not getting paid for, at some point it is just impossible for your projects to be profitable. And so, you know, obviously at Sweeten, we spend a lot of time thinking about that, but I definitely encourage all general contractors to just be thinking about how they can make any of that work, that pre-construction work, more efficient because you are not getting paid for it.
Great stuff. Gene, we're so proud of you for taking your passion and going and turning and putting Sweeten together. Thank you so much for coming and telling us your story.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This is so fun.
Awesome. Art of Construction Tribe. On the pre-interview, she really told the story about how she was so amazed when she went to do her own remodel about how hard that was as an architect professional. And I'm just so proud of Jean, how she went out and saw this pain and being a leader of the tribe to go out and say, let's be a contractor, networker, matchmaker, and put this stuff together. And as the more stories I hear and the more members I get this feedback from, it's all about putting the right person in the right seat. And then the true riches are in the niches. And don't be scared about saying no, because you're going to do a disservice to you, to the people that work for you, and most importantly, the customer. And so that's what it's all about, of working with platforms like Sweetin to say, let's all work together, Art of Construction Tribe, and get better at saying no. But boy, when they sweeten the deal, we say yes. Art of Construction Tribe, thanks so much for listening. Go out there and crush it. Go check out the show notes. We'll put information to get in touch with Sweetin to go out and sweeten your business and have a little bit more time to sweeten what makes you tick and crush it out there. Cheers.